This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Iran and the United States have conducted a prisoner exchange that saw a detained Princeton scholar released for an Iranian scientist held by the United States. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
In a trade conducted in Zurich, Switzerland, Iranian officials handed over Chinese-American graduate student Shiyu Wang, detained in Tehran since 2016, for scientist Masoud Soleimani, who had faced federal trial in Georgia. While the exchange represents a rare win for both countries, it comes as Iran still faces crushing American sanctions and the aftermath of national protests. President Donald Trump has acknowledged Wang was freed in a statement from the White House, saying the Princeton scholar would be returning to the United States. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Federal investigators are working to determine whether a Saudi aviation student was motivated by terrorism when he opened fire in a classroom at the Naval Air Station Pensacola Friday, killing three people. As AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports, officials have also identified one of the victims.
Family members have identified one of the victims as Joshua Caleb Watson. The 23-year-old recently graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy and was looking forward to a military career as a pilot. He's now being hailed as a hero. In a Facebook post, his brother Adam says Watson was able to make it outside despite having been shot several times and alerted first responders to the shooter's location. Adam Watson says the family is beyond proud of his brother's actions, but adds now, there is a hole in our hearts that can never be filled. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. Democratic lawmakers met privately Saturday to work on the investigation into President Donald Trump, inching closer to an impeachment vote, possibly before the Christmas holiday recess. On Friday, the White House said it would not cooperate with the ongoing inquiry. This is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban restarted peace negotiations Saturday, 3 months after President Donald Trump abruptly stopped the year-long process aimed at finding a political settlement with the insurgent group. A U.S.-based source told VOA that Chief U.S. Negotiator Zalmay Khalilzad led his team at Saturday's meeting in Doha, Qatar, where insurgent negotiators are based. The Qatari government played host to the U.S.-Taliban dialogue before President Trump halted the talks September 7th in retaliation for an insurgent attack in the Afghan capital that killed an American soldier, among others. A Taliban spokesman tweeted Saturday that the two sides will continue the talks on Sunday. The 23-year-old rape victim set on fire by a gang of men, which included her alleged rapists, has died in a New Delhi hospital. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
All the suspected perpetrators are in custody, but her father says his family has received other threats and fears a long and drawn-out court process. 10 to 20 years, he says. He wants them to hang. His daughter has not been publicly named, but according to local media and police reports, she was attacked on her way to court on Thursday after she accused two men of raping her at gunpoint a year ago. One of them was imprisoned but recently released on bail. The other was on the run. As she boarded a train to the courthouse, the two men appeared with three others and doused her in kerosene. She was also beaten and stabbed. It's said that she walked almost a kilometer trying to find help before she was forced to call the police herself.
That's Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Hong Kong's police commissioner Chris Tang told reporters Saturday in Beijing that his force would adopt both hard and soft approaches when dealing with ongoing anti-government protests. Tang said that police officers would not tolerate and take resolute measures to deal with violence, but would adopt a more humanistic approach for minor infractions.
I told them that my strategies will use both the hard and soft approach, i.e. while we will be stringent on illegal violent action, such as, you know, throwing of petrol bomb and like arson. So for other issues, if possible, we'll try to adopt a more flexible approach.
Tang's visit came just before another mass protest on Sunday, part of a pro-democracy movement in the semi-autonomous city that started in June. Meanwhile, pro-Beijing demonstrators held a rally in Hong Kong's Wan Chai district on Saturday. The crowds chanted slogans and waved Chinese flags. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.